Blog Talk Radio.
World from every continent, every country. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. And I want to just go to God in prayer immediately that He would bless you and your family. Heavenly Father, I thank you because there are blessings like we've never seen. And miracles like we've never seen in 2015. You're so wondrous and so wonderful and so ultra awesome and so kind and so compassionate and so true and so faithful and so just. God, you're so loving and hopeful, and everything we need is in you. We appreciate you allowing us to be your children. And children of God, we can ask anything, Lord, of you. And you said it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. And knock, and the door shall be opened. I don't know who wouldn't want you as a father. You're the best father that anybody could ever have in this earth or out of this earth. We do praise you. We do give you adoration. We do give you glory. We ask for forgiveness for every sin, sin of omission and sin of commission. Whatever we haven't done that we need to do, forgive us. Whatever we have done that we shouldn't have done, forgive us. And then help us to forgive those who trespassed against us. And God, I pray that you make our enemies our footstool. And in the name of Jesus, help us to go up. Bless everybody on this prayer line who has come to give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we just love you. We praise you. We appreciate everything that you're doing, everything that you have done. Oh, God, you're just such a wonderful blessing. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We praise and magnify your name, Lord. Oh, we lift you up. We praise you. Your name. So good, so kind. Lord, I thank you. You give me strength. Now, Lord, I praise and magnify you. I love you, Lord. Go to the spirit and come out with. Sing the Lord God by you. Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good to us. I praise you, and he's taking my voice. And I praise you, Lord. I feel the strength coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless your people here, there, and everywhere. Bless them all over the world, we pray. Give them strength, Lord. It was a look to thee by faith, trusting in your word, knowing that you're real, knowing you got the Bible in your hand. Said in your word, ask and it shall be given. You said, seeking we find, knock, it would be open unto us. And Lord, we thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your, oh God, we thank you for your praises. We praise and magnify your name. We give all honor to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We look into thee by faith. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Praise you. And we appreciate everything that you're doing this morning. I ask that you would bless the people everywhere who come on this line early, Lord, and remember them. Don't let them leave the same way they have come. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. We're asking, God. We're asking you to bless, bless, bless. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And for the glory of God, thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line today. What a wonderful day. Yes, to give God praise. Amen. Let's speak to the Lord. He's in the room. I know he's in the room because I can feel his presence. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Yeah. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Yeah. Now we, Lord, not only do we want to say good morning to you, but we got some praise for you. If he's been good to you and done anything for you that you can remember, why don't you open your mouth and give him praise right now? Praise.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. God, we got praise for you. Praise for you.
Thank you.
Or anything, but I just would like to spend a day just
I started out this morning with 2,000 praises already. And I've already done that. And I told the Lord that I want to spend a day, amen, just giving him praises, amen. I don't count on the blog line. I just praise the Lord. I don't count them. I just say that's go to you. But in the morning time, I have a format, and I know when I'm at 1,000, amen, and I know when I'm at 2,000. I just got a format and a calendar, but I would like to spend a day with the Lord, amen, just praising him until I just pass out. Amen. That's my desire. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to do it before. Amen. I'm going to do it real soon because it's in my heart and I taste it already. Amen. God bless you. That's my desire. God bless you for the wisdom seminar.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I never forget. You mentioned passing out. I never forget when I had the asthma in my lungs. I was learning how to blow the saxophone. And I played Only What You Do for Christ Will Last and Amazing Grace. So long, I held the note so long until I did pass out. I passed out, fell on my bed. All I remember is waking up, and when I woke up, I heard a voice say, "Bernard, check your lungs now." I had asthma 17 years every day, chronic asthma. But when I checked my lungs after doing something fanatical, I woke up and nothing was in my lungs. They were clear, no asthma anywhere. I never had it since. I tell you, this I really can hear you when you say you want to just praise him until you pass out. Amen. All right, beautiful.
Add to that, Ambassador. This morning when I was up, I had a special. It's a special day on the prayer line this morning because I've already prayed that it's going to be special on the prayer line this morning. And somewhere I've robbed God. Now that I'm awakened to what I know, see, to whom much is given, much is required. I know the scriptures. Well, a man robbed God, and Malachi came back and said, tithes and offerings. But I feel like I robbed God in some praises. Although I praise him, but I want to give him more and more. So thank you. That's a passion for me now. So it's nothing nobody can do about it because a passion will draw you where you want to be. So I thank God this morning for the wisdom seminar because that's right where I want to be. God bless you is my prayer.
And when I'm telling you, I don't know, maybe God may be using you as one of the people to help make up those persons who have robbed him for eras, for centuries. Amen. They approached him as the give me God. Every time they go to him, Lord, I need this, I need that. Very, very needy people, needy. Need you to ride with me over here. I need you to do this with me. I need you to open that door. Just very needy people. And I tell you what, for centuries they just approached him that way, but now he's got some thank you people.
Oh, yes.
And, but for centuries they never really gave him what he really deserved. They always came short of really praising him like he really deserved.
Yes.
But now we got some people all around the world that are thanking him 1,000 times a day, and some 10,000, some 2,000.
Yes.
I tell you, so thank God for you and many, many others, Ambassador Stern. Wonderful, wonderful answer. All right. If you were fanatical for a day, what would you do? What would you do?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stith. Glory to God. And I'm already working on my project. Amen. My desire is I want a mobile, I want a third vehicle that I'm, you know how the kids are always putting their speakers in their vehicle and they're loud.
Yeah.
Well,
uh-huh.
I'm putting mine in this vehicle and I want to drive all around the town praying territorial demons out of there.
Mm.
And
you
also, I'm going to drive early in the morning just saying, thank you, early in the morning. I want to drive down areas when I see people doing something and sing one of those songs, come out of that corner, you can't hide, come out of that corner, you can't hide. So I'm working on that. I already have the speakers. I'm working on the third vehicle for that. You know, and I want it to be unmarked because I want to drive down the street and just tell somebody, God is calling you. Hallelujah. So
hallelujah.
That's in my heart. It's been in my spirit. So I've already purchased the speakers. Now I'm working on the third vehicle for that. God bless all of you and have a wonderful day.
God bless you. That sounds a lot of fun. Medical. Oh, my God. Remind me of a preacher here in Kansas City. He's dead now. But he would put crosses on everything. On his car, in the back of his car, he had three crosses, two smaller crosses, one big cross. And no matter what he just had crosses all over and everywhere. Amen. He wasn't ashamed of Jesus, though. No. Yeah, and he's remembered probably forevermore here in Kansas because he was fanatical for Christ. I didn't know I was being fanatical until I got in the midst of it. And that fast I went on that started out with just 3 days and then went to 10, then 50, then 100, then 400, then 500, then 700. And then I requested to God, I said, Lord, I'm fasting from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I want to make it to 1,000. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And I had the faith because I went to 1,105, I believe, days. I couldn't stop when I got to 1,000. It's just a trend you get in every day. You get up faster and you don't even think about it. And before you know it, it's 3 o'clock. And just fanatical. Yeah, you just want to do what the Lord's trying to lead you to do. Who else wants to talk on that? If you had a day, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. God bless you. Ambassador Pfeiffer here. Just want to say Ambassador Johnson, that has just been my dream. Praise God. I was trying to be the first one because I could hear. I felt a little exhausted this morning, but I was yet praising God, laying there praising God, and I could hear Ambassador Stern says, you know how we do it. You know we do it before the prayer line, and I just had to get up and begin to bless the Lord even before the prayer line came on. So I'm thanking God because she said exactly what I could hear her saying in this. And you know how sometimes you feel like you can you have another minute or another minute, but I could hear her saying, you know how we do it. And I am praising God because being a fanatical for God is just my dream. I tell you, I was on when I broadcast the other night, I let the world know. I told them, I said, I want you to know that I'm saved. I want you to know that I'm holy. I want you to know that I'm sanctified. Because there are certain things you would not see me doing. You would not hear me doing. I want you to know that I will praise God at a heartbeat. I want you to know I will praise him anywhere. And I will go anywhere to let the world know that Jesus saved me. Not only do I want to be a fanatical for God, but I want to be a radical fanatical for God.
Yeah.
And I just want to know that I will cry loud and spare not morning, noon, and in the evening will I praise his name. And I thank God because I feel that the First Fruit Prayer Line is fanatical for God. And I'm thanking God for the prayer warriors that is on the prayer line. God bless you. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And thank you for that, Ambassador Pfeiffer. I tell you, and you're right. I tell you, people who have never been on the prayer line, and they tune in and hear y'all praising God at 6 o'clock in the morning, I guess they do call us fanatics. But it's wonderful, wonderful. Give God praise and adoration. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else, what would you do if you took a day and you were fanatical for a day? What would you do? Amen. The line is open to you.
Bonita, Ambassador Elect, area code 616. Would like to pass out tracts and Bibles in the city in which I live. Just go among the homeless and pass out tracts and Bibles. Put tracts on cars and just take the time from 8 to 12 hours a day.
My God. That is the miracle.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. Well, that's what we called you to do. Amen. Called us to do. So that would be really wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, anybody else have a word here? What would you do if you were fanatical for a day for Jesus? Anybody else? Then you got to jump in there and tell us, amen. Anybody else?
Praise God.
What would you do?
God bless. This is Ambassador Hagen. If I was fanatical for Jesus for a day, oh, wow, I'd do a little bit of everything. First, I'd probably make contact with all the broadcasters world around in all the different countries and say, look, we're having a Jesus Day. We need everybody to do this, program this for your network, and we all be doing thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and just have an orchestra and a choir, everybody, and the drummers and everybody doing thank you, thank you, thank you. And then I would put in our invitation to the White House. We take it to the White House. Hallelujah, the president and everybody be joining in. It'd just be a thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. It'll be a Jesus Day. Oh, God bless.
God bless you. And I appreciate that, Ambassador Hagen. I tell you, you reminded me something. We're going to have a fanatical day. I'm not going to call it that, but I'm going to do a clarion call to the world if the Lord does the same. And that's when I'm going to put together that 500-piece orchestra to fill the whole downstairs, the bottom level of that big, huge arena. Yeah, a 500-piece orchestra. We're going to have maybe 1,500, 2,000 voice choir. I saw it, and God showed me how to do it. He told me how to put it together. And something spectacular is going to happen. I'm telling you, something spectacular is going to happen to bring this about. And hopefully those who have kept up with us, amen. Jesus, Elijah, who told Elisha, if you keep up with me, you can get that double portion. Amen. It's going to happen. And I tell you, it's going to look like fanatics. Oh, my God, with that orchestra, 500-piece orchestra and that choir coming together. The Bible says that when David was trying to have the coronation there for the temple, the choir and orchestra came together. It was like a smoke in the temple. It was like the anointing going up so strongly. And I saw that. It's going to be looking like fanatical, but I tell you, I saw it. I saw it. We had about 75 to 100 strings. Yeah, strings everywhere. And we had about 50 to 60 brass players. And they had saxophones everywhere in that orchestra. And they had all kinds of violins, of course, but we had all kinds of flautists, flute players, and all kinds of clarinetists, and just trumpet trombones, and tubas, and all that. My God! And I think they began to play "Oh, the Glory, Oh, the Glory, Oh, the Glory." My God! And when they got through playing, people were just weeping and praising God. And then I heard it was like Jesus was coming back. I had placed trumpet players all in the balcony everywhere, about 10 trumpet players all around in different sections of the balcony. And they were going, it was just, oh, my God. You wait. It's coming to pass. Amen. It may be the platform that God uses. Amen. I don't know. But it's going to be glory, glory, glorious, glorious, fanatical, fanatical. Somebody else, I can take maybe one or two more, maybe three more. If you had a day to be fanatical for Jesus, what would you do? The line is open to you.
Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I would stand out in the middle of the interstate, and I would tell everybody about the goodness of the Lord.
Wow. Wow.
I'm asking the Lord, just enable me to just stand and tell people about the goodness. I just good. You really can't express how good he is. You just have to live it out.
Mm-hmm.
You have
beautiful.
To let people see the goodness through you, how good God is. Because God is good.
Beautiful, Mother Johnson. Beautiful. All right. Two more. What would you do if you were fanatical for a day? The line is open to you.
Ask the through June, if I was fanatic of a God, I would have a national day of praise with people around the world, just like we have a national holiday for Independence Day and all other days. It would be a national day of praise. We will have a praise fest in every state, telemarketers, networking, just a whole day where everybody, wherever the Lord use you, however the Lord use you, that entire day would be a day of praises going up to the Lord. Just like I believe Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones wrote that song, We Are the World, and they show the hands around the world. That would be our day of praise and prayer going up to the Lord. God bless you.
Beautiful, beautiful. We may try to do that. God bless you so much. I'll take one more.
If I had one day with the Lord, I will lay before him and tell him how much I love him. I love him. Not only I would lay and hug the Lord and say, I love you, I love you. If I had one day with the Lord.
Beautiful. Now, who is that?
Sister Thelma Rush.
Thelma Rush. God bless you. That's what I started saying, but I want to make sure. God bless you. I tell you that. Y'all have come up with some great ideas here, and thank you so much, so much, so much. Anybody else before I close here? Anybody else and leave somebody out? You want to get in? All right. God bless you. Let's go to our prayer request today, and we have a format here where we. I beg your pardon. Go ahead. I'll tell you what. Let's get maybe two or three praise reports, and then we'll get our prayer requests, because I've got a few minutes. If you have a praise report and you want to tell it.
This is Dr. Mary Lacey in Waukegan, Illinois.
All right.
My praise report that I thank God today, for today. Today is my 77-year birthday. And I'm happy.
Happy birthday. God bless you. Oh, my God. 77 years old today.
I'm 77 today. Big 7.
Wonderful. Dr. Lacey, we're going to open up the line at the close. And everybody who wants to wish you a happy birthday will have the opportunity. We thank God for you. You've been with us a long time. And we've known each other a while. And thank you so much. Great lady, Dr. Mary Lacey, Ambassador Elect, thank you so much. Happy birthday to you again and again. The Lord bless you real well. All right. Somebody else, you have a praise report before we move on.
I have a praise report.
All right, give it.
I'm Prophet Baker in California. My praise report. Yes.
Go ahead.
My praise report and also a testimony. My praise report, I give God all the praise and glory this morning in my life because I am a living testimony, and God saved my life. Why? Because, I'm going to say it quickly. Why? Because I had a prophet in my life and told me that I was going to be ministering, teaching the word all over the word, God's word, the truth,
mm-hmm.
all over this world. And I told him that I was not doing it. And so things started happening to me, and I was in several car accidents. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning.
Mm.
And through disobedience, and then I got down. I repented. I got down on my knees. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I asked God to forgive me. And the accident was so severe, I couldn't barely walk. But I got on my knees and I told God, I repented, and to this day, I tell the people all over the world what God has done for me. I shout. A doctor told me that the older you get, that the worse you're going to get. I told the devil he was a lie, and God has saved me. I shout. I run. I jump. I have a street ministry. I go out on the street, and I buy Bibles. I give them away, and I tell people the good news all over this world. And today, and I thank God for that. And see, when you got a call in your life, I was made fun of, talked about. I'll tell anybody today that got a call on their life today, don't worry about what people say. You do what God say do to you, because God will chastise you. for being disobedient to him. God chose you or sent you to do what God say do. That's my praise report. God bless everybody on this prayer line today. God bless you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. All right, we'll take another one. You got a praise report?
Yes, this is Brother Briggs from 704.
God bless
Charles.
You. Uh-huh.
How are you doing, Ambassador?
I'm doing tremendous. Go ahead.
That's good. That's just Brother Briggs. I just want to thank the Lord. He blessed me with a job yesterday. And
beautiful.
And I want to pray that I get a nice new apartment and a nice car to go with that job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you for giving that praise report. Amen. All right. Maybe we can squeeze one more in if you get right in there. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right. God bless you.
Amen. This is Sister Bernita, Ambassador in Life again, 616.
Yes,
I praise God. Yesterday I started my new job, and I just thank God. God is so good, and he's so real, and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful. God is a prayer-answering God. I'll tell you, yesterday for me, they asked me to speak in the workers' meeting on yesterday morning. And I tell you, the Lord ruled that place. I tell you, I brought that message, this and that. I want to, it's called that, brother. And I want to try to maybe one day bring that message to you. It's called that, T-H-A-T. And then we had such a great time, and I appreciate what God did there on yesterday. The Holy Ghost took over. He really did. And blessed the people in such a phenomenal way. And we just praise God for it. Now I want to move to our prayer requests. Prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, I'm going to ask one of our ambassadors or someone to take those prayer requests down and take over this portion. Amen. I've handled 3/4 of it. Y'all can get the other 4th. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Who would like to take those prayer requests and then get some prayers for the people?
I'll take a request this morning, but I'm going to ask for some help. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is that all right, Chief Ambassador?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead.
I think that the saints are all set up to pray this morning, and if we can open our prayer lines, and I think if the Spirit is leading me to take 3 prayers at a time, and we pray, then another 3, and we pray all the way up until it's time to give it back to you. Amen. We're going to do a little church on the prayer line this morning. Amen. Saints of God, First Fruit Prayer Line, we finna fire it up this morning. So when I call your name, when I get the prayer request and I call your name, I hope you're there. Amen. That you'll be able to pray, and we're going to pray some fire brim prayer this morning. So if you have a prayer request, amen, and it's worth us praying for it, you can give us your prayer request at this time. I want you, are you on the line, Evangelist LaTanya Williams?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
I know you told me yesterday that you had the urge to pray on yesterday. I pray that it's double today. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be calling on a few of the saints and some of the ambassadors to pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're not only taking the prayer names down, we're going to pray. Amen. When we pray, when we say, when the chief ambassador asks us to take the prayer request, you also are responsible for praying as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to take the first 3, amen, prayer requests at this time. The lines are open for your prayer requests. You're on the line.
Yes, Sister Peterson. I requested, like, had pains in my ears, and I got a lot of nickels in my throat, and also I need a financial blessing.
Hey?
Ma'am?
Finance. I got
it.
Amen. Praise for the next prayer request. You're on the line.
This is Carolyn from Georgia. I also wake up with a lot of mucus in my chest.
I'm sorry, would you give me your name, please?
This is Carolyn.
All right, Carolyn.
Yes.
Carolyn. We
and I also get
Houston
a lot of music
this morning, all right?
Morning.
Carolyn. Sister Carolyn, we in church. Amen. Sister Carolyn, what is your prayer request this morning?
Yes, to pray for this tremendous cough that I have in the morning from the mucus that drains in my back of my neck at night. And I'm just tired of taking medicine. I just want to be healed.
All right, all right. We certainly will. Is this your first time on the prayer line?
No, it's been a while. I usually listen. I normally don't ask for a lot of prayers, but this one is just really getting to me, and I'm just tired. Like I said, I'm just
we're
tired of taking medicine.
That's our main purpose is prayer. We do other things like our chief ambassador say. We give a praise report. We honor the Lord, but don't ever be afraid to give us your prayer request. That's what we are here for, all right? God bless you. It's so good to hear your voice again. I thought I've heard you before. We're here to bless one another, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. The third prayer request, and we're going to stop at that moment, and we're going to pray. Someone else?
This is Karen Brown from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm requesting prayer for my leg. Pardon me?
Yes,
Karen Brown. I was requesting prayer for my leg. I went to the doctor yesterday. I have an infection in my lower back part of my leg.
All right. All right, we're here. Okay, praise the Lord. I'm going to pray the first three prayers, and after that, Evangelist LaTanya Williams, I'm training you. I told you to always have your pen and pad, and I'm going to let you take the next three, and then I'll come back. Amen, praise the Lord, and we'll call someone else to take the next three until we get this circle going together in prayer. All right?
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, oh God, with a grateful heart this morning. We just come, God, asking that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Oh God, this morning, we thank you for allowing us to be on the first fruit prayer line this morning. This is a new day, oh God, and we bless your name this morning. Oh God, I know that we have three for prayer requests, but we never want to forget, oh God, our protocol is to lift up our chief ambassador this morning in the name of Jesus. We come this morning, oh God, and we thank you for his labor of love in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep him, oh God. Oh God, we pray for strength to his body in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch Lady Betty this morning. Keep her, Lord God. Bless her. Heal her. Oh God, comfort her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give her the desires of her heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we pray for Mother Adley Johnson. We thank you, oh God, this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing her to see, oh God, 95 years plus in the name of Jesus. Oh God, just keep on blessing her. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for letting her be in the land of the living and keep on healing her, oh God, strengthening her, oh God, blessing her, oh God, for truly she is a blessing unto us. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the first fruit prayer line. We thank you for amazing grace. We thank you for the blog line. Now, Lord, as we come before you, oh God, and we see that you have three servants here this morning that needs healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come, oh God, and we touch, oh God, in the spirit realm. Oh God, Sister Peterson, touch those ears, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal them. Hallelujah. Hey, God, heal her ears, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Take the mucus out of her throat, oh God. Oh, God, oh, God, we come this morning, oh, God, because we know, oh, God, that you're prayer answering, God. We know that you can do it, oh, God. Not your finances, oh, God. Oh, God, is she suffering? Come before you, oh God. Oh God, if she just begin to call on the name of Jesus, you'll make the crooked way straight. You'll heal her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Sister Peterson, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we pray for Sister Carol, oh God, Carolyn this morning. We pray for, oh God. God, and we accept her, oh God. We welcome her on the line. Oh God, this morning she asks that we pray, oh God, healing for her body, Lord God. Healing with that cough, oh God. Oh God, dismiss it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch that neck, oh God. Oh Jesus, oh God, it's to get off medicine and just live off the prayers, live off her belief, live off the trust, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, wrap her in the palms of your hands, oh God. Oh God, give her a miracle. Oh God, we're praying this year that miracles like never before in 2015 visit her, oh God, in the prayer room, oh God. Oh God, touch her this morning. Oh, we bind up the enemy in the name of Jesus, the adversary of sickness and disease. Children of God, and we pray for this morning. And Lord, this morning we pray, oh God, for Sister Karen Brown. Touch that leg, Lord God. And if it's anybody else, Lord, that is going through the same thing, touch that leg this morning. That low back pain, oh God, I understand, Lord. I was up there all night long with the God. Section down in my toes, and oh God, I just had to call on your name. I called on you until I went to sleep, and I woke up and it was gone. And I know you said we call on the name of the Lord. Not only would you answer, oh God, but you are showing mighty things, and I don't even feel like I had a pain, because I reached out unto you, oh God, to touch the hem of your garments. We know that we'll be made whole. We thank you and we praise you. We're praying for healing. We're praying for healing for Sister Peterson, healing for Sister Carolyn, healing for Sister Brown, and anyone else that's up under the sun this morning. On a burn board, heaven. Hallelujah. We're going to get this today. We're not going to let until you bless our soul. Hallelujah. This is the prayer line. This is fruit of our lips this morning, and we'll open up to you, oh God, and we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, oh God, because we know that you're here, and we know that you answer prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh yes, oh yes, yes, yes. Amen. Take it over, Evangelist Williams. Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We just want to just continue to stay in that anointing just 1 minute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing, God. Thank you for healing right now, God. God, we praise your holy name, God. We give your name all the glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Heal, Lord, heal, Lord, heal. Heal, Lord, heal, Lord, heal. Heal, Lord, heal, Lord, heal. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you for the healing for your people, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I'm just going to read one scripture real quick, and then I'm going to take those next prayer requests that we have, if that's okay. Amen.
That's fine.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Mark, if you have your Bible, Mark 11:24. If not, that's okay. Just listen. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Amen. So when we pray, believe that God has already answered your prayer. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive those finances that you're believing God to bless you with. Amen. That you're in need of. Receive, hallelujah, receive salvation for your loved ones. Amen. Stand in the gap. Stand proxy for them. them. Amen. Amen. Believe when you pray that God hears your prayers and that you already have them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So at this time, we'll take the next few prayer requests. Amen. So please, anyone with a prayer request, I'll be glad to take it for you.
Sister Jolene Garnett, requesting prayer for Hattie Owens. She lost her husband, and for my daughter, Majanda, and unspoken for me. God bless you.
Okay, and your daughter, LaDonda?
Majanda.
Madonda.
Majanda.
Majanda. I'm sorry. Amen.
Yes. And unspoken for me, please. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Amen. Next prayer request.
Good morning. Hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to tell you, I appreciate you. This is 816 Charlotte Gray. I did hear, I forget, I can't think of her name right now, but she wanted to say, today's her birthday, and she was wanting to say an unspoken prayer request. I also wanted to add, Strider on there. I don't know why he's on my heart this morning. I want to pray for him. If we can get prayer for him, we're praying about healing. Pastor Strider.
Oh, Strider. Okay.
Pastor Strider. And what am I trying to say? Someone help me. Today's her birthday.
Dr. Lacey.
Pastor, thank you. He was trying to get in the first three, unspoken. So those are my two prayer requests for both of them. Thank you.
Okay. Now, what was your name? I'm sorry, Sister.
Charlotte Gray.
Charlotte Gray. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, this is Evangelist Harrell down in Atlanta, Georgia. I have a prayer request for pray for one of my pastors, Pastor Hightower, there for traveling mercies as he's out doing ministry, and that all his needs will be met financially. Everything will just not, you know, just fall together as he's visiting three or four different cities here in Atlanta and New York and New Jersey and Philadelphia.
Praise God. Amen.
Good morning.
Thank you, Benjamin Terrell.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer William from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I would like to put call on the prayer list, please, and for myself and my two children. Thank you.
And was that Carl?
Yes, C-A-R-L. Yes, call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yourself and your two children.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yes.
Mother Willie Johnson was trying to get in. Are you there, Mother Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, let Mother Willie Johnson come on for next evangelist. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say continue to pray for Pastor Gina. Her sister's in the hospital, had a stroke. And pray for Pastor Tony, who had eye surgery. She's done a little bit better. And pray for Desiree Womack. That's my niece. She lives in California. She went in for a colonoscopy, and they just put holes in her intestines. So keep her in prayer, and keep me in prayer and my children.
Amen. Mother Willie Johnson, what was the first person's name you have? I have Pastor Tony and then Desiree Walnut.
Pastor Gina, my sister, had a stroke, so pray for her.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and pray over these prayer requests. Amen. Amen. Father God, we just thank you right now, God, for every prayer request, God, that has come before us, Lord God. Father God, we come before you humbly, Lord God, humbly as we know how, Father God. I come before you uplifting Sister Garnett, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to look on, Manja, and also her, go ahead. Maja. Okay. Amen. Father God, I ask you to look on, Lord God, her prayer request, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to meet every need, Lord God, of her unspoken request for the young lady, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, meet every need in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I do apologize because I may not have all the instructions correctly. But God, I ask you to look over. You know her request, Father God. Look on her petition, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you right now. Father God, I uplift Charlotte, Lord God, before you, Father God. I ask you to meet her at the point of her need. Look on her unspoken prayer request, God, in the name of Jesus. And I believe that was Pastor Schroeder. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you to bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, meet every need in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to go deep down on the inside, God, of really everything that's not like you, Father God. Let your will, Lord God, for their lives, God, be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you right now for Evangelist Harrell, Lord God. Father God, even as she's come before you petitioning on the behalf of someone else, Father God. She asks you to look on her pastor, Lord God, Pastor Hightower, Lord God, as he travels near and far, Lord God, to do ministry, Father God. Bless his travel, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless him with the finances, God, that he needs, Lord God. Make every crooked place straight, Lord God. Lord God, all the accommodations, Lord God, everything concerning the ministry, Lord God. Bless it, God, in the name of Jesus. Give him traveling mercies, Lord God, to and fro, God, in the name of Jesus, even as he travels between the different states, the different cities within that state, Father God. And we just thank you right now for your shield of protection, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I uplift Jennifer right now before you, God. Father God, as she's petitioning you on behalf of Carl, Father God. Father God, look on Carl, God, in the name of Jesus, wherever he's at, God. Touch him from the crown of his head, God, to the soles of his feet, Lord God. Let your anointing, Lord God, destroy every yoke, God. Draw him more, God, even the more, Lord God, by your spirit, Lord God. Let your healing, hallelujah. Healing that's needed in his body take place, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch his mind, God. Let your will, Lord God, be done. Lord God, look on her two children, Father God. Continue to keep them safe, God. Keep them comforted in you, Father God. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to bless Jennifer and her two children, God. Continue to take care of them. Meet their needs in their home, in their finances. Lord God, even concerning their move, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let your will, Lord God, be done, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we glorify your holy name, and we give your name all the praise. Father God, we thank you for Mother Willie Johnson, Father God. Father God, even as she comes before you petitioning, Lord God, on standing on behalf of someone else, Father God, we ask you to look over Pastor
Gina.
Pastor Gina, amen, thank you. Look on Pastor Gina, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for her sister, Lord God, that has had a stroke, Lord God. We ask you to heal, Lord God, and deliver. Bring forth your healing, God, like never before, Lord God. Let it be a speedy recovery, God. Relax those muscles, Father God. Oh, God, let your anointing, God, flow all through her body, God. Give her the activities, Lord God, of all her limbs, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you right now. And Father God, even as we uplift Pastor Tony, Father God, look on Pastor Tony, God. Continue to meet every need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, continue to have your way in their lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now for your anointing, Lord God, that destroys every yoke. Let your will, Lord God, be done, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for Desiree Walmack, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, even as you go in that hospital room, Lord God, Lord God, we pray for a miraculous healing, Lord God. Even though, Lord God, they have done what they did as far as her colon, Lord God, we ask that you to repair it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Supernaturally close up those holes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bring forth your healing, God, like never before, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you right now, God. Bring healing to her body, God, even to her mind, God. Oh, God, comfort her, Lord God. And Father God, we pray for, Lord God, Mother Willie Johnson, her unspoken request, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you continue to meet every need in her life, God, in her home, in her finances, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in her body, God. We thank you for the joy of the Lord, God, that you have given that woman of God, Lord God. Katina, use her, Lord God, for your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for your healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. And Lord, we just thank you this morning, oh God, for Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey, oh God.
Yes,
name of Jesus. Thank you for bringing her to these years, oh God. I believe she say 77 years. We thank you for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For I even hear that our chief ambassador say she's been a blessing to him. She's been a blessing to us. She's been a blessing to many, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, covered in your blood. Oh, God, touch her event, her birthday celebration on Saturday. Be in the midst of it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. It's her time and her season, Lord, and we celebrate her today, Lord. We celebrate everybody's time when it's their season, Lord, and we thank you today, Lord, as we close out the prayer, Lord, and not out the heart, oh, God. Those that did not get it on the line, Lord, we come praying today, oh, God, that you touch oh, God, in the name of Jesus, those that is going out today and have a special request, Lord, we put this and that in your hand, oh, God. Oh, God, I heard the chief ambassador say this and that. And, God, we came up on that, this and that. Whatever the this is, Lord, is in your hand. Whatever the that is in your hand. Oh, God, let them petition you, oh, God. Oh, God, I can only pray for them, but, God, they have to reach out. They have to believe Jesus. Without faith, oh God, it's impossible to believe you. It's impossible to trust you. Oh God, just let them step up and speak to you, oh God. We thank, oh God, for the wisdom seminar. Oh God, it was not just only wisdom, but it was visions, oh God. Visions, oh God, that will take place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, touch the prayer line. We anointed this morning, God. Take us to another level, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Open up our spiritual appetites, Lord. We need more, Lord God. We need more, Lord God. We need to come up more. In the name of Jesus. If we're looking for miracles, Lord, we got to we gotta come with our hearts open up to you to say to God be the glory. Hallelujah. We praise you this morning for every prayer request, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We praise you. We're going to another level on the first fruit prayer line, Lord. We're going to another level. We want it, Lord God. We praise you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that every last one of us prepare. Last Wednesday, oh God, that's our shut-in, Lord God. We prepare for it right now in the name of Jesus. We prepare, oh God, our hearts in June, the 11th through the 14th. Oh Jesus, we're coming, oh God, in with a shout. Coming in with a praise. We're coming in, oh God, with our hands up. Give you glory. Hallelujah. Prepare them, God. Give them finances to those that need finances. Make a way. Make a way. Make a way. I can hear my friend that Dr. Casey always say, make a way. Make a way. Make a way, Lord. And if we want to make a want you to make a way, Lord God, we'll say, make a way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Today, Lord, touch us, Lord God. Don't let nothing be slack. We pray, oh God, that we'll be able, oh God, to bless every speaker, to lead an offering for Bishop. Oh God, to bless our chief ambassador. We'll lack for nothing, Lord God, because you're God that we don't have no lack. In you is no lack, and it's no slack. But God, you're willing. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. We thank you today, Lord. We want. I know I want more. I need more. And I'm opening up to you, oh God. First fruit prayer line will be the head and not the oh God, it's a faith zone first fruit prayer line that nobody can touch because it's set aside for the glory of God. And God, we thank you this morning. Oh, glory to God. Bless, bless, bless. On this line this morning, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all this morning.
God bless you.
And I turn it back over to our chief ambassador. Amen. Back in your hands, chief. Amen.
God bless you so much. Oh, my God, Ambassador Stern, what a blessing you are. Amen. I tell you, you make me think I can take maybe three or four days vacation.
I was busy last week. No, I can't never make up, but I can try. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
Busy, and I know how it is when you're busy. I've been on the prayer line, but I've just been tired. Amen. And I got some strength this morning, and I'm going to use it to the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I feel the anointing hitting, every last one of us have to be led of the Spirit. Am I right, Chief Ambassador?
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Do my best work when the Spirit hit me. Now, if you tell me to do it, I'll do it, and God will allow me to do it. But I do my best work. Ah, glory to God. There's going to be a change on the first fruit prayer line. I'm not saying doing what God say, but your soldiers on the line is going to step up. Ah, my glory to God. It's getting ready to step up. It's getting ready to be a face on First Fruit Prayer Line that's going to be recognized all over the world. Just like everybody knows the Coke slogan. Coke is the real thing. Hallelujah. They're going to see the slogan, and everybody going to know that that train is ran by Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. Dr. Johnson, Chief Ambassador, Bishop Elect, it's your time, and it's your favor of God is upon you. It's not hard for you to do it. When it's your time and it's your season, the people of God is just going to step up and say, don't worry about it. We got it. We got it. We got it. Glory to God. For that day. Don't worry about it. You just go on and do what you got to do. So I thank God, amen, that you allow me to be on your platform. Amen.
Oh, my God. Your blessing.
Whatever I can do for the glory of the Lord. I tell you, I went to a home going yesterday morning to a soldier, amen, that was dear to my life. And when I left there, I felt energizing come in my spirit. You better do all you can do for the glory of God while you yet living. God bless you. I put it back in your hand.
And thank you so much for the blessing you are. And to Sister LaTanya Williams, wow, God bless you too, and to all of you. And I want to thank God. Certainly can't overlook our lady ambassador, Lady Betty Johnson, who has been such a phenomenal blessing to this line. Amen. She comes over and sits with my mother every day, and stays there several hours, and I appreciate it more than she knows. Amen. We just praise God for her and for all of you, all the ambassadors. Tonight we have the youth prayer line with Ambassador Pfeiffer. It's going to be over tonight. Amen. At 7 o'clock, dial that same number that you dialed this morning for 7 o'clock, the youth prayer line. And then the blog line that is making history. Yeah. Amen. At 9 o'clock. And believe me, people are praising God. And it's something, God's going to get this thing all over the world.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
People are going to be praising him everywhere. But that number for the blog line is 646-595-2035. Yeah, 646-595-2035. God bless all of you. I want to take this time as we leave today. Let's open the line. Happy birthday, Dr. Mary Lacey and Master Lett. God bless you.
Excuse me, please, if we may, before we close out, just remind the people, June 11th through the 14th, the first fruit Praise Convention in Jackson, Arkansas, Jacksonville, Arkansas, and also Ambassador Stern mentioned next Wednesday night, March 25th, is our all-night prayer.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to take the time to wish amen. Praise the Lord. Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey. Amen. I love her. She's a blessing to me. And many of you on the First Fruit Prayer Line don't know that I was introduced, amen, to Ambassador Bernard Johnson in the First Fruit Prayer Line through Dr. Ambassador-elect Mary Lacey. And I appreciate her so very much. And if the Lord say the same, I will be there to help you celebrate on Saturday, amen, in our area. I love you. Amen. I thank God for you. You gave me some. I'm 70 to read and to do 30. You told me to do it 7 times a day, and I've learned the whole song, and I thank God for you. Amen. Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Dr. Lacey, and thank you for introducing me to the prayer line. This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area code 616.
Happy birthday, Dr. Mary Lacey. This is Sister Peterson. You introduced me to the prayer line. God bless you. Many more birthdays. I'll talk to you soon.
Happy birthday, Dr. Lacey. This is Sister Rush. You introduced me to the prayer line. God bless you.
Happy birthday, Ambassador
Pfeifferson.
Ambassador Pfeifferson, God bless you, Pastor Lacey, and happy, happy birthday to you. God bless you.
Happy birthday, Ambassador-elect Dr. Lacey. This is Ambassador Stitt. Happy birthday to you, and I tell you it was a great honor and a pleasure in meeting you at First Fruit Conference in Kansas City, and I look forward to seeing you again this year.
Happy birthday, Ambassador-elect Lacey. This is Ambassador Gina. God bless you and enjoy your day.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Dr. Lacey. This is Charlotte Gray. Thank you for helping me. I was so busy trying to get your prayer request, but I can't remember your name. But I love you, Dr. Lacey. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dr. Lacey. Betty Johnson.
Just God bless you, Dr. Lacey. This is Mother Britt. I love you, and thank God for meeting you at the convention. And may God bless you. May you have many, many more. Love you.
God bless you, Dr. Lacey. This is Lady Guy in Florida, and I want to say happy birthday to you, and may God bless you richly in your life. God bless.
Happy
birthday. To, Mother Lacey, and this is Sister Linda from Utah. May you have many, many more.
Happy birthday to you, Dr. Lacey. This is Mother Johns from Indianapolis, Indiana. So put on that red dress today and go be Bible.
you there, Dr. Lacey? Is she there? I haven't heard her say a word. I hope this wasn't in vain. Praise the Lord. Dr. Mary Lacey, are you there?
I didn't hear her because normally I would hear her.
Well, you on me?
In love.
Oh, well.
Are you there, Dr. Lacey?
I tell you. Happy birthday. Thank God for all of you.
Happy birthday, Dr. Lacey.
For all of you, National Ambassador Johnson on down, it's a blessing to be on the land of the living. I saw you yesterday, Pastor Stern. God bless you.
You heard
it? I saw you yesterday.
Did you hear us tell you happy birthday this morning? It was about 10 or 12 of us.
Yes, I did.
All right, I thought you went to sleep on us, Dr. Lacey.
No, I was listening.
Well, happy birthday, Dr. Mary Lacey. This is Evangelist Latanya. I pray you have many, many more. God bless you.
Thank you.
And I just want to say it again, Ambassador-elect Dr. Lacey, this is Ambassador Stitt. Happy birthday, and I tell you, I look forward to seeing you again this year. Enjoyed meeting you for the first time in Kansas City several years ago. Love you much, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Praise God. Happy birthday. This is Ambassador Hagen. Happy birthday, Ambassador.
Thank you, Ambassador Hagen. Thank you.
And I pray you have many, many more. And look, can't nobody make hats like you.
Thank you. Thank you. I love all of you. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank you. Are you coming to the convention this year, to the conference?
I can't answer that right now, Pastor.
Well, we want you to be there.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. I'm charging you all to be there. Get your airline tickets and your train ticket and your bus and your car and whatever you got to do to get there, it's time to start looking. Amen. I just thought I'd throw that commercial in, and when everybody get there, we could say happy birthday to everybody.
Amen.
Your hands, well, Chief Ambassador.
I'm hoping to be there. Mother John's from Indianapolis in the end.
Praise the Lord.
Mother Johnson, I really want to meet you.
Man.
You're taking a lot of time on the First Fruit Prayer Line. We want to see you. I feel like I know Pastor Gina, Pastor Tony. Amen. I feel like they're part of the First Fruit Prayer Line. I really want to meet everybody. I'm believing God that that would happen.
Amen. Well, I appreciate Pastor Tony and Pastor Gina. They're sweet people.
Yes, ma'am. You sound like you are, too. We want to see you.
I'll pass. I'm all right.
Anybody else want to wish a happy birthday to Dr. Lacey? All right. God bless all of you. We've had a wonderful, wonderful day.
I thank you all for all of your prayers. I thank you for just being here for me. Last year I was in bad shape. This year I'm in good shape. I'm going to be celebrating my birthday on Saturday. And I'm looking forward to being there in Jesus' name.
Amen. We love you.
All right, all right.
Mother Britt, we hope to see you at the convention this year.
All right, all right. Pray that I can make it.
All right, God bless all of you. Father, I pray that as they go throughout the day that you bless them. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them going out there, coming in the name of Jesus. And God, give them great health and great strength. Lead them throughout the day. Bless, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Remember this, whatever you're going through, I got a feeling everything will be all right.
All right, all right. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Thank you,
Jesus. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, thank you.
Good day, Jesus.
Goodbye.